And now, the conclusion of Whit and Connie's adventure in the Windy City.
There's no sign of a struggle, no evidence that Connie was kidnapped. You know how teenagers are, Whitaker. She probably decided to do some sightseeing on her own.
Now, I know Connie, Agent Phillips. She wouldn't do anything like that without telling me first, especially with everything that's happened. The boy in the hotel van being questioned by you and finding out someone tried to break into my room.
Yeah, well, we've checked for fingerprints. Everything's clean, as you'd expect. Wait, don't pick it up yet. Woody, start the tape and begin the tap.
The tape and the tap. Right.
All right, Whitaker, you're on.
Hello?
Hi, Whit.
Connie, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. But the person I'm with wants the computer.
Well, who are you with, Connie?
He doesn't want me to be a name dropper. He knows you're trying to tap the line, so I've got to talk fast. He wants you to bring the computer and wait alone under the big clock in the center of North University's South Park campus at 6 o'clock.
But, Connie...
There. I hope you're happy, Mr. Blackard.
Dr. Blackard. And yes, Connie, brava. Well done.
You are going to be in big trouble for kidnapping me, you know.
Kidnapping? I don't believe I know what you mean. I invited you along for a look at my new electronics warehouse, and you agreed. You're welcome to go anytime you like.
Really? Good. I'll see you later.
Of course, if you do, it's anyone's guess about what'll happen to Mr. Whitaker.
What do you mean, happen?
Well, there are a lot of ruthless people who would do anything to get their hands on that computer.
People I suppose you know personally, right?
In a way, by staying with me, you're helping to keep him safe.
I figured there was a catch.
Funny, isn't it? Whitaker and I reunited once again over a computer. And all because of a meeting decreed by chance.
Yeah, hysterical.
So, what do you think of my new operation?
Huh?
My warehouse. Every conceivable electronic device for every conceivable need. I'm opening a chain of stores.
You're kidding.
I was even thinking of opening one in Odyssey. Perhaps on the site of my old shop.
They'll never let you back in Odyssey.
Why not?
Because of everything you did.
And what exactly did I do?
You know, Richard Maxwell told the whole story at his trial.
Richard Maxwell, currently serving time in the Campbell County Detention Center for arson.
You know who I mean.
Uh-huh. And the good people of Odyssey would take the word of a delinquent over mine?
Well...
He burned down Tom Riley's barn. He burned down my shop. I can't be held responsible for his actions. At least, not without any proof. You don't have any proof of anything, do you?
Well, then why didn't you stick around to defend yourself? You just disappeared.
I had urgent business elsewhere and left the managing of my property to Mr. Glossman. Is that a crime, Connie?
No, but he... Woo! You have more loopholes than a spaghetti strainer.
Ah, yes, that Odyssean humor. Maybe I will pay a visit there soon, after we get this bit of business taken care of.
The government isn't going to sit back and let you have their computer, you know.
Miss Kendall, your lack of confidence deeply offends me. What makes you think I'm not working with the government?
What?
I don't like this, Whitaker, not one bit. You can't take the real computer. What if something happens to it?
Well, what if something happens to Connie if they discover I have a fake computer? We don't know who we're dealing with or what they're capable of doing.
I can't let you risk high-security information.
And I won't let you risk Connie's life. Agent Phillips, if you've run a check on me like you say you have, then you know I'll do everything in my power to safeguard the secrets in that computer.
All right. But if anything happens...
It'll be my responsibility. Besides, there are certain safeguards we can take. I assume you still use homing devices?
Of course. Woody, put one on the computer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now take a look at this map of the campus, Whitaker. We'll have our men stationed around the big clock. I'll be able to see everything from there.
Good.
Unfortunately, today's the day for the college's annual Summer Arts Festival. The place will be packed. How's it coming, Woody?
The homing device is on.
Well, thanks. I need your handcuffs, Agent Phillips.
Why?
Another safeguard. I'm cuffing the computer to my wrist. It won't go anywhere without me.
Well, here. What about the key?
Just so you know I'm on the up and up, you keep it.
Anything else?
Yes. I'd like a moment alone.
For what?
To pray.
Pray?
That's right. It's the best safeguard I know.
Dr. Blacker?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
It's almost 6 o'clock. Shouldn't we be going?
Where to?
The big clock.
And have government agents crawling all over us. You must be joking.
But Whit's gonna be there, waiting, just like you said.
So I did. Well, perhaps plans have changed since you two spoke on the phone.
Changed? But I thought...
No, Miss Kendall. Don't try to think. Leave that to me. Dr. Blaggett will take care of everything.
Everyone in place, Woody?
Yes, sir. They've all checked in and are hooked up to your remote mic.
Good. Your binoculars, please.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks. Whitaker is under the clock. Okay, boys, let's pay close attention. Check the homing device again.
Working, sir.
Oh, wait. Some clown is approaching Whitaker.
Who is it, sir?
Like I said, some clown with balloons. Looks like he wants to sell Whitaker one. Whitaker shaking his head no. The clown's moving off. False alarm. Whitaker just nodded at me. I can't figure out if he's an agent for one of the other divisions or not. I don't trust him, though. Well, he's starting to pace, trying to look casual.
6 o'clock, sir. Whatever's going to happen will happen now.
Whitaker stopped pacing and is standing still. Oh, wait, something's happening. A crowd. What's that? A parade of some sort. It's moving past. I'm having a hard time seeing. Woody.
I see him. He's still there. Stations, get ready.
I don't like this. Whitaker, I'm going to hold you personally. Wait. Oh, I've lost him. Hang on. Oh, there he is.
Be alert, boys. There are a lot of people. Wait, sir. The homing device just clicked off.
What? That's not him. Where's... Move in. Hurry. Blast it. Whitaker's disappeared.
What happened to Whit? Find out when our adventure continues right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
What do you mean, Whitaker disappeared? Pinky, you bungled it.
Whit's gone?
Be still, Miss Kendall.
It wasn't my fault. He disappeared.
Take off that ridiculous clown nose.
I followed your orders to the letter. I went up to him with the balloons and said to meet me behind the clock when it struck 6. But he never showed. From the way the cops were running around, they didn't know where he went either.
Curious. Well, Miss Kendall, it looks as if our Mr. Whitaker doesn't care for you as much as we thought.
You're wrong.
Yes. For your sake, let's hope I am. Pinky, start packing. We have to get out of here. Time to come up with a new plan. And take off those ridiculous clown shoes.
Oh, my head. Feels like someone shoved a bowling ball in my ear. Oh, where am I? Who? No, it can't be.
Hiya, Mr. Whitaker.
Richard Maxwell?
The one and only.
Oh, I must be dreaming. You're at a detention center.
Sorry to disappoint you. I've been let off for good behavior. Don't you just love our penal system?
Oh, well, what happened?
Well, first you fell. Well, that is, I dropped the sewer grating out from under your feet, and then you fell.
Oh, well, what about my headache?
Well, after you fell, I sort of had to conk you to make sure you came along quietly.
Oh.
Really, I am sorry. I only had a second to click off the homing device and pull you through the service door.
A door off the sewer?
It's a beauty. You can't see it from above. The cops are up there right now going crazy trying to figure out what happened to you, while we're safe here below.
I suppose this means that Blackguard is nearby. You two are working together to get this computer, right? Oh.
Correct on the first, wrong on the second.
Really?
Well, Blackguard's around, but I'm not working for him. I've been trying to figure out a way to get back at him for all he did to me 2 years ago. And lo and behold, you drop in, so to speak.
Meaning?
Meaning that I have a little scheme that'll get us all what we want. But I need your help.
My help? Why in the world would I want to help you? You caused a lot of trouble in Odyssey for everyone.
I know. But you saved my life, and I'd like to do you a favor in return. Like maybe helping Connie.
If you're not working for Blackguard, then how do you know about Connie or any of this?
Maybe I've been playing fly on the wall for the last few weeks. And maybe Greg Kelly was a former acquaintance of mine who led me to Blackguard. And maybe I've been following him, and maybe I saw him nab Connie. And maybe I know where he took her, so maybe I can help.
Those are a lot of maybes.
Six, to be exact. But they all happen to be true. So, are you in?
Why should I trust you?
You probably shouldn't. But then again, I'm the only one who knows where Connie is. If you and the feds want to stumble around trying to find her, be my guest.
Oh, I guess I don't have much of a choice.
Now, don't be like that. Do it my way and we'll all be happy. You'll get Connie, I'll get Blackguard, and the government might even get their computer back.
All right, what's your scheme?
This is impossible. He was there 1 second and gone the next. Turn on the homing device again.
It's on, sir. No signal. It must not be working.
Or Whitaker turned it off. Blast! I knew I shouldn't have trusted him. Either he's on some kind of mission that the agency won't tell us about, or he's working on his own.
Sir?
Well, for all we know, he might be trying to sell the secrets in that computer for himself. A double cross.
The homing signal's back on.
Well, quick, turn on the map. Where is he?
Checking coordinates.
Well, hurry.
As close as we can get, he's somewhere in the warehouse district on the east side of town.
Get moving.
Pinky, is everything set?
Yeah, boss.
Bring the car around.
On my way.
What are you gonna do?
Mr. Whitaker's disappearance makes me uneasy. Distance will provide peace of mind. Shall we go?
You make me get in that car and you will be guilty of kidnapping. No loophole in the world can change that.
Do you misunderstand me, Connie? I only want to drop you off at your hotel.
I will walk, thank you.
This is a very rough neighborhood. I insist on dropping you off. Get in the car.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
Listen to me, young lady. I've wasted enough time toying with you. Now get in the car.
What's your hurry, Dr. Blackguard?
Whit!
Not so fast, princess.
Ow! You're hurting my arm!
Blackguard?
Well, well, well. John Avery Whitaker. Live and in person. Just stay by the door where I can see you. Pinky!
Pinky? You mean Pinky the Clown?
Yes. Pinky! Where is that dolt?
Waiting for you in the car, actually. He'd like to answer you, but he's tied up at the moment.
Oh, you are the resourceful one, aren't you? Shall I assume you followed him here, and that any moment the building will be swarming with police?
Assume what you like. I came for Connie.
And you brought the computer.
Well, isn't that what you wanted?
Still want, Whitaker. Shall we call it an even trade? Perhaps we can finish the deal I had intended from the beginning, before you disappeared.
Things have changed since then. We have another partner in this little arrangement.
Oh, and who might that be?
Me, Your Excellency.
Oh, my. This is turning into old home week. Dear, dear Richard, did you escape from the detention center, or do they have you attached on a long leash?
I'm out on good behavior. Go figure.
You may as well give up, Blackguard.
Give up? Oh, please. Because the two of you have me surrounded. What are you going to do? Frighten me with rude expressions?
Funny? You're a very funny man. But I can do better than that. Like with this gun.
Richard!
Wait, he has a gun.
Richard, this was never part of our plan.
It wasn't part of your plan. but it's been part of mine for 2 years. 2 very long years of thinking about revenge.
It took you 2 years to come up with this idea?
Go ahead, Doctor. Be glib, but the gun's still pointed at you.
You'll have to shoot the girl first.
Okay.
Richard!
No, really, I don't want to get in anyone's way.
It seems prison has hardened you, Richard.
Not prison. You. Remember? You were the one who taught me not to let anyone get in the way of what I want to do.
Guys, can we talk this out?
With or without her, Blackard, you and I have a score to settle.
Don't do it, Richard.
I can't believe you care nothing for this girl, Richard. You're not that callous, that hard. Look at her. So scared. So vulnerable. So diverting.
Connie, get off me.
Watch the gun, Richard.
Love to stay in chat, but you know the electronics business. Rush, rush, rush. That's why I've had these little escape hatches installed. Just push a button and...
Hey, it didn't work.
That's right. None of them will. Feeble, Doctor. Very feeble. I didn't work for you for all those months without learning a few things, like how to sabotage your remote control gizmos. You're not going anywhere.
Let's be reasonable, Richard. What do you want? Surely there's something we can negotiate.
Make me an offer, just so I can hear it.
I have money, property. You could live anywhere in the world. Tell me what you want. Name it.
You, on your knees.
What?
Get on your knees.
Richard, stop this. Stop this now.
Stay out of it, Whitaker.
All right, I'm on my knees. Now, what do you want?
I want you to beg for your life.
What?
Richard!
Beg!
Don't hurt me, Richard. Please.
You can do better than that.
Please don't hurt me. I'll do anything you want, but please don't hurt me.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to spend 2 years in the detention center. I'll make it up to you. Somehow. Please don't hurt me. Please. Just put the gun away. Whatever you want, please.
Is this what you wanted, Richard? Is this the revenge? How does it taste, huh? Was it worth 2 years?
Get out of the way!
No. Don't you understand? When you go out for revenge, you've got to dig 2 graves. One for the person you're after and one for yourself.
You're in the line of fire.
That's right. And this is where I'll stay until you put the gun away. Richard, there's no such thing as revenge. Not really. It never replaces what you lost. It never restores. It doesn't even satisfy. You're out of the detention center. You have your whole life ahead of you. Now, please, give me the gun.
Listen to him, Richard. For pity's sake, listen to him.
No. You've asked for this. Get out of the way, Whitaker, or I'll shoot.
Richard!
Ready?
I'm not moving.
Somebody stop him, please.
Aim.
Wait, get out of the way.
Connie, let go of my arm.
Fire.
Wait.
Connie!
No!
You know, sometimes you guys can be real drips.
It's water.
A water gun?
Sure. You think I'd wreck my life on account of this creep? I didn't even want to risk breaking parole by getting a real gun. He's not worth it.
A water gun? A water gun?
Yeah! Hey!
He's getting away!
He's going for the back door.
You haven't seen the last of me. None of you!
They always have to have the last word, don't they?
Wait, listen.
Nobody move.
Great timing.
Up against the wall. You're all under arrest for conspiracy, treason, and espionage.
Oh, what?
You have the wrong people. The man you want just ran out the back door.
Yeah, sure he did. Woody, check it out.
Yes, sir.
Here's the key, Whitaker. Get that computer off your wrist.
Whatever you say.
I'm not taking any more chances. I'm taking you all in.
Oh, good grief. I'm never gonna see the Sears Tower.
Oh, you can count on that. You'll spend the rest of your trip answering a lot of questions.
Not as many as you have to answer.
What are you talking about?
Don't give him the computer, Mr. Whitaker.
Richard, what's going on?
Remember I told you I've been following Blackard for the past few weeks? Well, sitting outside of this warehouse let me see a lot of the people he met with.
Yes?
Surprise, surprise.
No, not another surprise.
I thought Agent Phillips here looked familiar. He's been coming and going quite a lot, haven't you, Agent Phillips?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you? You and Blackard have been pretty chummy up until today. That's how he knew when to get the computer from the courier.
All right, nobody move.
Not again.
Whitaker, the computer, now.
If you insist.
Oh, it was so simple in the beginning. But no, you two had to mess it all up. A small fortune. And that's what I'll get for this computer.
Can I assume you'll be meeting up with Blackard later?
Assume what you want. Tell Woody I'm sorry I had to rush off. Arrivederci, amigos.
Good grief. I need to sit down for a minute.
Are you all right, Connie?
Are you kidding? I don't get any of this. I mean, some of the bad guys turn out to be good guys, and then the good guy was bad, and the gun was a water pistol, and it was... Oh.
Well, let's go back to the hotel. I'll explain it all to you there.
The hotel? How can you be so casual? Blackguard's escaped, and Phillips got away with the computer.
Well, maybe.
And then again, maybe not.
Hurry up, you dunderhead. Get the computer out of the case.
I'm hurrying. It's out.
Well, power it up. Let us gaze fondly upon the new source of our untold wealth.
Sounds healthy. Now the Department of Defense program loads itself up automatically, and... What? Wait a minute.
Hi.
What is this?
Richard Maxwell here. And John Whittaker.
What?
Sorry to disappoint you, but by turning on this computer, you've actually erased everything that's on it. Except this message, of course.
A little precaution in case our plan didn't work. Better the government loses its secrets completely than to lose them to you.
Hope you've enjoyed our message. Have a nice day.
Ruined. Totally ruined.
Laugh now, Whittaker. But I'm not finished with you. Not by a long shot.
In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, the writer lists seven things that God hates: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plans wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness that pours out lies, and a man who stirs up disagreements among brothers. Describes Dr. Blackard pretty well, doesn't it? But despite that, we along with Whit and Connie can take comfort from another proverb found in chapter 29, verse 25. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. And that's the end of another adventure. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and Phil Lawler and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.